I was reading Hinduism Today this morning, becoming issue, and I ran into an interesting letter from Sanjay Goyal. Abolish misunderstandings. I would like to thank the staff of Hinduism Today for their quality work and dedication to the Hindu community. This magazine's devotion to its purpose and strong commitment to their community has helped Hindus and others around the world understand this great religion. There are so many illusions and misunderstandings that your publication helps to abolish. Without your commendable works, our people would be at a great loss. Thanks. Typical, wonderful letter of praise, right? Doing a great job. Well, the phrase that stood out to me was our people, of course. My people, our people. So it's an interesting phrase. You run into it regularly. Someone says, my people, our people. So I was pondering, well, did Gurudeva ever say that? Did Gurudeva say, I'm doing this for my people? No, he didn't do that, did he? I never heard him use that phrase, my people. So, Gurudeva wouldn't look at it that way. One of the qualities of Gurudeva that was seen at the time of his passing was the wide range of people that wrote in notes of condolence, and the wide range of people that went to the cremation ceremony. The mayor was there, Roselle Bailey was there, so forth. People from varying backgrounds, but Gurudeva had touched each of their lives deeply. So it showed that Gurudeva somehow didn't restrict his influence to my people. He reached out to everyone who he encountered in one way or another. He didn't distinguish between people he were meeting who were his people and the people he were meeting who weren't his people. He didn't distinguish at all. Anyone he contacted in person over the email, he responded to them as a human being. A human being. Didn't make any distinction. And he even influenced others to broaden their scope, broaden the scope of who are my people. Classic illustration is on the island here, and the culmination of this effort led to the slogan, One Island, Many Peoples, All Kauaians. So even on Kauai, we have this phenomena of my people. The my people to one group means the Hawaiians. My people to another group means the Filipinos. My people to another group means the Japanese, so forth. So Gurudeva put a lot of energy into broadening that concept so that everyone on the island would think of my people as everyone else on the island. We're all Kauaians. We have something in common here. This is our community. So learning from Gurudeva, clearly there needs to be many our peoples, not just one. The community is one of them. community of Kauaians is a group that Gurudeva taught all of the monks to support. We have a certain number of projects, a certain amount of our energy, a certain amount of our money goes into helping the community. And Gurudeva even spoke on this regularly to Hindu leaders in the U.S., encouraging them to make sure that their Hindu community interrelated with the broader community in which they lived. He said, this is very important. In order to be accepted, you have to give to the community in which you live. You have to feel a part of it, be a part of it, not be isolated from it. He also spoke in terms of our people as being the whole country, that anyone who moved to the United States to live here permanently needed to think of himself as an American, not simply as an Indian or a Sri Lankan or a European, but as an American, to take on that identity. There was an interesting example of this we saw on 60 Minutes a number of years ago. 60 Minutes gives me lots of good examples. It was on the Vietnam Wall. The segment was on the designer of the Vietnam Wall, who is a Chinese woman. And at the time she designed it, she was very young, I think just out of college in her 20s. And so there was some concern about the Vietnam Wall being designed by a Chinese, because the Vietnam War was with Oriental people. So here an Oriental is creating the monument. So there was some resistance. So she was being interviewed and being asked about her background. And she said she grew up in the Midwest, and her phrase was, I'm as American as apple pie. That's how she described herself. I remember that phrase. So she had the right idea. She knew she was American. She wasn't Chinese, never been to China. Her background is Chinese. But she was American. She grew up in America, and she thought of herself as American totally. So the idea here is, if we catch ourselves using the phrase, my people, our people, or we hear someone else use the phrase, think carefully about it. Make sure we're using it in a positive sense, in a good sense, in a sense that's creating unity. Make sure we're not using it in a negative sense, in a sense which is creating disunity and limits.